You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
But doesn't everyone have something that they kind of like? I mean, they enjoy it. But somehow the word got out, and so everyone thinks that you're crazy about it. And so at every birthday or holiday or whatever, they give that to you, like either as a gift or as a surprise or something. I remember the first time this really popped up was with one of our former producers of this show 20 years ago. Little Jen was our producer, and she, I guess, had a passing fancy with that Disney character, Goofy.
Hoyuk, right? Hoyuk, okay.
Yeah. Hoo-hoo! And I guess she had said something one time about, I don't know how it got started. But the point is, everyone assumed that that meant she was crazy about Goofy characters. So family, friends, everyone would give her a gift of something with Goofy on it, or right, a Goofy figurine, right, or whatever.
Ugh. Barf.
And she was talking with us one day. She goes, I don't even really like Goofy that much, but people think I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I keep getting this stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I bet everyone's got a story like my story like that. Is not to the nth degree, but I've never been a Lego guy. And then as a gift, my son and daughter-in-law bought me the Saturn V rocket as a Lego. And I was, if you'll pardon the pun, over the moon about it. I was like, that's super cool. And I put it together and I posted pictures on social media. And that was enough for people to say, Dom must be really into Legos. Let's get him a bunch of Lego stuff.
I'm from like, here on out, every birthday, holiday, whatever, you're getting
funny
Legos.
And I don't mind it. I mean, the stuff that I'm getting is
it's cool
really
stuff,
cool.
And it's not cheap. So,
but I have never said, hey, everyone, get me this for the holidays.
Man.
And that's like, no, that's not really me, but...
Yeah.
What about you? Do you have anything like that?
I've got a couple. I have an aunt that at one time said that she liked cow stuff. I mean, she had a couple like cow figurines or whatever in her kitchen, and that turned into a cow explosion
right,
where every family member for every holiday got her something cow related, and she felt obligated to put it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So eventually, 10 years later, you have a really gaudy kitchen full of cow everything from cookie jars to towels to you name it.
And she wasn't really that into it.
No, she just had a couple things in there because she's like, oh, I grew up on a farm, so hey, I'll put a couple cow things in here.
You know, you touched on something that's important too. The fact that now you get into hurting people's feelings if you don't
100% yes,
show off all the gifts that
everything
people get you.
Yeah, where's that cow towel that I got you? And then me personally, I kind of know how this got started, you know, because of my job, radio. I had a couple old like antique radios up on the shelf in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody gave me one as a gift because they saw those. And then somebody came in and saw, wow, you had three antique radios. I better get you one too. And so all of a sudden now, Dom, I want to say I have like 30 of these old school radios that I don't know what to do with them. The last time we went to Iowa, Nicole's aunt handed me a box of old radios they found in Nicole's grandpa's basement. She's like, here, I heard you're into these. Take them home with you. So
oh,
that's like, I came home with like four more radios, and they're
just
not
what you
small.
To do is cart a bunch of old
I
radios.
I know these things aren't
miles
small. It's like, what am I going to do with all of these? And I feel bad if they're not all displayed. So
dumpster.
Yeah, that's what's that?
Dumpster.
I know a few of them are kind of gaudy, so I might dump
funny
them. Yep. So that's mine.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. You can call us, you can text us. I know we're going to take one quick call before we go to break, but I'm looking at some of the text messages that are coming in. Paul from Thornton says, my wife likes Peter Pan, but because she's a girl, people buy her Tinkerbell things. She likes Peter Pan, not Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Get it right, people.
Wrong character. Two totally
right
different people.
Quick call before we go to break, and then we will take the rest of yours at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Lily Ann, can you feel what we're talking about here?
Oh, definitely.
What's yours?
I went to Antarctica and I saw penguins, and they're just the cutest little things, and I fell in love with them. And ever since then, I got penguin slippers, penguin earrings, penguin blankets.
Oh, no, Lillian. No, no, make it stop.
And you're like, yeah, they're cute, but that's enough. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, you're adorable. Thank you for the call. We appreciate your time. Chris said, I once posted a picture of me enjoying some Nutella on social media. 10 years later, people still bring me a jar. I must have 40 jars on hand at any time.
That's got to just be like a joke thing now. It's just kind of turned into a joke.
Wendy made me laugh. She goes, you get one owl tattoo.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
Suddenly, it's your favorite animal. She goes, I don't want any more owl-themed merchandise. Thank you.
I got one here from Ken. This is another example of how people can kind of ruin your collection. He says, I have a collection of shot glasses because everyone brings me them when they travel. Here's the part that, you know, where it gets screwed up. He says, I mentioned one time that I like to collect them from places I've been, and mm-hmm. I guess it opened the door for everyone to buy them for me from where they have been.
That messes up his collection.
They ruined my collection, he said, so the box of glasses is sitting in my garage. That's not how it works when somebody has a collection.
Don't ruin it. Kristen says, I once mentioned that I like lighthouses, as in I like reading about their history and visiting. And she goes, my mother-in-law told everyone about it. For years, I got lighthouse statues, ornaments, pictures, and cross stitch.
Ooh, classy.
And then she closes by saying, I hate collectibles.
Mother-laws are the worst.
That's fantastic. Mary says, ladybugs. Been that way since I was a kid. So one person said, oh, you must really like ladybugs. And so for her whole life, that's all she's going to get. To the phones we go. 303-691-1649. You can call or text to that number. Jeanette, what is it for you?
Okay, so when I was younger, like 20 years ago, absolutely loved Goofy, and I did do a lot of collecting of Goofy. My starter husband's mother kept getting confused, and she thought it was Tigger, and was constantly buying me Tigger crap. Yes!
Yay!
Including like a little Tigger doll that like bounced and sung the Tigger song.
Oh, that's a collectible now.
Oh my God. I think we have
We do.
Tigger
we have Tigger because I went through a Tigger phase when I first started dating Nicole. I had mentioned that I had liked Tigger or something went on, and all of a sudden people were getting me little Tigger collectibles and stuffed animals.
My God.
And I was like, come on.
Jeanette, we feel for you. And by the way, this is for you.
The wonderful thing about Tiggers, it's Tigger, they're wonderful things. Their tops, they're made out of rubber. Their bottom, they're made out of...
Yee, barf down, right?
Here's Denise, patiently holding. Denise, good morning. Thanks for calling your boys.
Good morning.
What do you got for
Hi,
us,
boys.
Denise?
Well, I am fortunately one of the people that was born on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And my whole life... I have received Valentine garbage sometimes.
Garbage.
Everything is like heart themed that you get, right?
I have had everything you could imagine in the shape of a heart.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Well, you know what? Make sure you leave us your phone number or whatever so Jeremy and I can
send you
some birthday
Valentine.
Stuff on Valentine's Day.
Let me give you one more from Janelle that wrote
Thank
in about
Denise.
A mother-in-law. She says, I went through a pink phase, as in the color. I like a few pink accent things around the house. Well, I made the mistake of telling my mother-in-law I like the color, and now for the past 15 years, she has gotten me something pink for my birthday. Pink pillows, pink towels, pink potholders, pink glasses. Ah, make it stop. That's from Janelle.
You
She's
know,
got more
the,
pink than she knows what to do
the,
with.
The psychology of this is interesting because buying gifts for people is it's a stressful thing. And so I think people want to latch on to any way they can make it easier for themselves. They're like, oh, well, you know, Janelle likes fuzzy slippers.
Right, make shopping easy.
Janelle just sent us a text. She goes, I got an animal fuzzy slipper kick a while ago, and then my mom went crazy with it. Before long, I had over 30 pairs. At one point, I had to tell her, stop getting me fuzzy slippers.
Yeah.
But I think the psychology is that for people, that's just, oh, it's Janelle. Well, we'll just get her fuzzy slippers. They're done with, you know, they wipe their hands. Done with that. On to the next gift.
And let me tell you, the picture she sent in with two panda bears on her feet looks extremely disturbing because it looks like she's kicking a panda bear through the stomach. The more you look at it, the more it just is not agreeable. Oh, my God. It's so creepy looking.